Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
The far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Literally, they're bringing in the foreign army. But it won't happen overnight with you in blue helmets. It's just they're now your police. They've already purged the military. They bring them in. They'll follow orders. This is very simple. So Rome took 400 years of bringing in foreign troops to fall. They didn't do it on purpose. But the globalists look at 1984 as fiction, or they look at Rome and they go, which was historical, and they go, that is a blueprint. That is an owner's manual. That is a battle plan. So that's what the Great Reset is. It's accelerating the collapse of Western civilization. You don't want in around to compete with the globalist model of eat the bugs and enslavement and collapse. So they're actively seeing prosperity and Christian nationalist freedom. God forbid the rest of the world pick up Western culture. So you brand it as racist. You say it's bad because it's like kryptonite, you know, to Superman or holy water and high noon to a vampire. If people say, I want my Second Amendment, I want my due process, I want my capitalism, well, then it's over for the Black Rocks and the Googles and the Facebooks. So that's why they're fundamentally branding freedom as a white evil thing, because let's face it, Western civilization did develop from Greece on this incredible thing that could uplift humanity. So you discredit it by making it racial instead of selling it to the world and having everyone adopt it and creating unification, not through centralization or enslavement, but through adoption because it works so well. And so the globalist tyrants are fundamentally threatened by Western Christian civilization, and that's why they're at war with it, which is why we should embrace it. And that's the great numbers of double the blacks voting for Trump, or, you know, triple this. Hispanics, what we just saw 10 years ago. And that's why they're in full panic mode, trying to bring in totally uninformed foreigners from all over who they control and who they can run through NGOs, hoping that they'll be the savior. So as negative as all this is, I see this as the panic button being hit. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at a bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
Yes, Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Millions of people saw our arguments last week when I put out a couple of posts on X about Rabbi Shmuley and some of his comments about Candace Owens. And so, usually when people attack me, they're scared to come on the show. But he said, let's go. He said, I'm going to digitally decapitate you. And I said, well, I just invited you on the show. But if you want to debate, that's fine. But I don't know what we're specifically going to debate. Whatever he wants to get into, whatever we can talk about here. He's called me a white supremacist, and I don't think most people would identify me as that, but if that's where he wants to go, I can certainly go there. Or we can talk about what's going to happen in Israel. Donald Trump came out and said, this does not look good. This is turning the world against Israel. It needs to stop. I don't support Hamas. Never did. I mean, so maybe there's a view he's got of me that I don't think is really who I am versus what he thinks. Or we can just talk about the world in general and all the things that are happening and, you know, going on with censorship and with Russia. I mean, there's so much to talk about, because I've seen him do talks and events where he's very well-spoken and really scholarly sounding. And then he kind of, I guess, has a wild comedian side to him, maybe, where he acts like a maniac. Now, I've done that, too. I've acted pretty wild on air, too. So, but he's here. He rode a bike I guess, 45 minutes to the studio. He just got in his suit, and he's there. So I appreciate you coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
So, what do you think this debate's about?
Well, first of all, when I say digital decapitation, what I mean is that your arguments against the Jewish people are just so insidious. They're so unchristian. Do you think that we Jews are not accustomed to the world hating us? You think it's because of Hamas and because of the war in Gaza? Jesus was a Jew and they crucified him for God's sake. Aren't you a Christian? You yourself are a Christian, correct?
Yes.
So, did you not forget that Jesus was murdered by the Romans? Did you not forget there was a Holocaust of 6 million Jews? There have been people on your show that have actually denied the Holocaust or minimized the numbers. You've had people like Kanye West who said they love Hitler. I don't square your Christianity, your love of Jesus, the Bible, the Hebrew Bible, with your hatred of the Jewish people. It really confuses me. I'm not speaking now about a Jewish boy murdered at Sandy Hook in 2012, and the 28 others who were murdered that you denied. And I'm actually impressed that you still have the lights on, given that your $1.5 billion a judgment against you. I don't know if you guys are pouring your special powders that you sell and maybe they energize it, or you got little hamsters going on wheels in the background. That's impressive. I just don't get your hatred of the Jewish people, your lies about Israel since October 7th, like Israel went in to take the oil in Gaza. There's as much oil in Gaza as there is potency on the fictional powders that you sell. So what is your hatred about Jews if you're a Christian? I don't get it. How could you hate Jesus' people?
Okay, so I let you go first because I didn't know what angle you were going to go with. First off, that whole Sandy Hook thing was a PR deal. I barely ever talked about it. The internet didn't believe it happened. I covered it a few times, and then they decided to do rigged events where judges found me guilty and then had show trials, similar to what we've seen happen with Trump in New York and other areas. So all of these attacks on me have only made us more popular. 99% of people see straight through it. All that stuff's been appealed. And so that's dredging something up. That would be like if I said.
Forgive me. Is that what you live for? Popularity? You just said you're a Christian. Don't you live for God? Don't you live for ethics?
All you care about.
Jesus wasn't popular. He was hated in his lifetime.
Let's take this one at a time.
You live for popularity?
Let's take this one up because you said you do the debate and we had equal time. I think you've probably, since you came on, talked a little more than me.
You are correct.
So. No, I don't just live for popularity. I'm saying the establishment attacking me in rigged courts, people see through it, and it's backfired, just like it's backfired on Trump. But let me respond. I didn't come on with the classic anti-Jew thing that the Jews killed Jesus. I know that, and I've studied history, it's very fascinating, that the Jews were constantly fighting with each other over who had the right deal, and there was a civil war going on, and 70 years later, Titus sacked Jerusalem, and I know about the different factions, it's fascinating. To say that Pontius Pilate killed Jesus, he tried to set Jesus free. So right out of the gates, you say that the Romans, I guess they physically did it, killed Jesus, going right to the point when it was the high priest and others that demanded the Romans arrest him and said, give us Barabbas. So out of the gates, you must think the viewers don't know historical perspective, because I wasn't going to try to go down some historical thing on the Jews here. I was going to try to have a discussion, but out of the gates. Also, if you go to Whole Foods, this is the last thing I'll say, you can talk, or you go to Central Market, they have giant sections of incredibly high-quality supplements and products that do incredible things, like turmeric. Everybody knows turmeric's incredible. Everybody knows that coital silver topically is amazing. I private label the top brands in the country that they've done national studies on and found we sell the very best products. So the old lame thing that I sell supplements, have you seen the GNC stores all over the country? Have you seen Arnold Schwarzenegger, promoting the different herbal things? And you're damn right in your little joke about my pee-pee size that I do like taking things like our testosterone boosting products because they really work.
I didn't know we were going there. You know what? That was a video that I did. It was that we're gonna. I don't want to get off to a tangent.
Well, you said a lot of stuff,
I'll tell you, because you defend Candace Owens, and Candace Owens humiliated the first lady of France, Brigitte Macron, who never bothered her. 70-year-old woman of three, leave her alone, saying that she has male genitals, that she's a man. And you once said that Michelle Obama's probably men because she has no bulge. And I was kind of making fun. Well, you know, Alex, if you don't have much of a bulge, maybe you're a woman. I was kind of saying that. But let's take the humor aside for a moment. I didn't want to get into a debate on the murder of Jesus. I will in a moment. I was making a different point altogether. You come across as a classic anti-Semite. You lied that Israel went into Gaza. You said this October 10th in order to steal the oil. There is as much oil in Gaza as there is truth in your fictional products. There's no oil in Gaza. Where did you even invent that? You've never been to Gaza. I have. There is no oil in Gaza. That's just an outright anti-Semitic lie. You've had Kanye West, who loves Hitler, and you kind of contradicted it. You allowed a man who murdered the people of Jesus. How could you be a Christian and praise Hitler, who gassed 1.5 million Jewish children, the people of Jesus, 6 million Jews? How could you be a Christian and say that on 9/11 the Jews were kind of responsible for it? You're not a Christian. With all due respect, you're a Christian fraud. There's nothing religious about your saying. These are classic anti-Semitism that God Jesus killed. Now, if you want to debate the murder of Jesus, I will do that in an instant, and you're going to lose. The Roman historian Tacitus said clearly that we Romans did it. When you say that the high priest turned over Jesus, you forget there were two groups of Jews. There were Pharisees and Sadducees.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get the position. The Jews detested him, despised him, and Pontius Pilate crucified 250,000 Jews in ancient Judea. He was so cruel that he was recalled by the Roman emperor for his cruelty. Do you know how cruel you have to be for the Romans to think that you're a barbarian? I'm making a different point. I'm not looking at the death of Jesus, although I'm happy to come back and discuss it because I wrote a whole book, again, Kosher Jesus. Everyone, please buy it on Amazon. I am saying you, Alex Jones, who claim to be a Christian, you lie about the people of Jesus and you say that you wrote yesterday in a tweet that Israel going into Rafah is going to make them unpopular. We've been unpopular for 2,000 years because we keep the covenant of God that everyone else has broken. We live by the Ten Commandments. We don't go crusading against people and drowning them in the Main River. We don't gas people. We believe that adultery is wrong. We fight things like pornography. We establish communities and families. The Jewish communities and families are revered by their worst enemies around the world. So we're hated for it, and we're prepared to be hated for it. Are you telling me that I should pursue your popularity? That I should go and lie about whether children died in Sandy Hook? Because I might get more viewers and sell more supplements. Don't give me this popularity stuff, because I don't give a damn if I'm popular or not.
Your Holiness.
I care if I'm right with God. Do you? Do you care if you're good. Right with God?
I feel good in front of God. So let me be very clear with you. If you go back to Sandy Hook, it discredits me. Everybody knows this audience knows I barely ever talked about it. Pure bull. It's all a big globalist thing to demonize me. You can keep repeating it like a parrot if you want. Let's talk about the reality. You just said that the Jewish people battle pornography. You're the guy on Howard Stern doing all this wild stuff. You're the guy in videos you release yourself. It looks like your grandson or some kid that you're table dancing on, grinding on him. You're grabbing, I think it's your granddaughter's or a little girl's breast. You're talking about my penis on air and just now that my penis is small and all the rest of this stuff. And you're sitting there, are a famous guy for being, let's just say, wild. I wasn't going to raise the fact that you got kosher dildos and butt plugs. I would ask her, are you wearing one now? And then you tell me, you have a butt plug right now?
May I answer?
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Butt Plug.
May I answer? Okay.
Do you have a model called the Holiness?
Well, are you going to interrupt me or can I answer?
No, go ahead. You've got fair time. No one will say I took over time. Go ahead.
Okay, but don't interrupt me. You know, you spend your time fighting gay men and gay marriage and saying that they destroy the covenant of marriage. Last time I checked, this is not to be personal. You are divorced and remarried. I applaud you for being remarried. Do you know why people get divorced? You know why people get divorced, Alex. It's a loss of desire. It's a loss of sexual connection. I wrote an international best-selling book called Kosher Sex. I could not be more proud of it. I hope all of your viewers will buy it. It's about husbands finding erotic desire in their wives so they don't have to go to porn and all this filth. And if people, some couples, if they need the novelty items, I don't care what they are, it's in order to keep the spark alive so that monogamy does not become monotony. See, that's one of the reasons that my Christian brothers and sisters, evangelicals, real God-fearing Christians, not like you who hates Jews, bought the book in their millions and tens of millions because they understood that sex in marriage for religious people is not just for procreation, and for secular people, not just for recreation, that sex is holy. Are you aware of the fact, Alex Jones, that there isn't a single word in the Bible for sex other than knowledge, and Adam came to know his wife Eve? You're bringing up butt plugs and all this other disgusting stuff. I didn't discuss your pee-pee. I said that you disgraced whatever you think about Michelle Obama. Who are you to say that she's a man? Stop the misogyny. Why do you hate women so damn much? And then you defend Candace Owens, who's going after after the first lady of France saying that she has male genitalia. You guys have a sick obsession with people's genitals. And you tell me dancing with my... Wait, no. You said you wouldn't interrupt me. You said you would not interrupt me. Then you make fun of the fact that on Purim, I'm dancing with my grandson and holding my granddaughter, and your pedophile perverted brain goes to holding my granddaughter as a form. Come on. How much hatred do you have of Jews that you have to go that low? You know, the sad thing about you is that you're not a stupid man. You're actually very smart. But you're so defensive, you're so insecure, that in order to protect yourself, you already hit below the belt. So let me repeat. I am proud of any novelty items that we sell that some married couples need in order not to get divorced, in order not to turn to porn.
Okay, you just now, got more time. You just got more time. You just went 3 minutes.
I'm almost done. I'm getting 4 minutes. I wish you didn't get divorced, and maybe had you read my book, instead of degrading sex and saying that sex is always filthy, me and Pamela Anderson wrote a book against pornography called Lust for Love that was an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. If you did your research, you would know that, Alex Jones.
Okay.
Your turn, my brother.
All right, well, I get more. You just went about 4 minutes. I'm watching the clock. You've got more time than me. So you keep going like, now be quiet. Don't interrupt me. You've interrupted me more than I interrupted you. So don't do that and act like you're being interrupted or I'm going to have to spend time pointing out that's being said. Listen. I do believe you sell butt plugs, and you're the one talking about disgusting butt plugs. You're the one that shot a video showing a witch's nose saying it's my penis and putting it out to millions of people. You're the one that sells butt plugs, and then I'm disgusting to ask about the butt plugs? Here, I'll give you more time. Tell me.
I couldn't care less what a husband and wife do together, whether they feel they need novelty items. I don't know why you're alighting on that. It's my daughter's company. I'm very proud of her. Any husband and wife who want to use novelty items, many don't want to. Any husband and wife that do what they need to keep the fire and passion alive in their marriages so that we avoid divorce, because I'm a child of divorce. Your children are children of divorce. Maybe you could have avoided that had you not had such a disgusting, rancid view of sex. Porn is gross. Adultery is gross. The Bible says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. And you know what that means, Alex Jones? That you should be coveting your own wife. And that's what I teach people to do. I have saved thousands of marriages from the divorce courts, from children being involved in custody battles.
Okay,
like your
stop.
Kids were.
We're going back
thousands
and forth. You got 4 minutes.
Of marriages.
You got 4 minutes.
I could have gone
for 4 minutes.
With your,
we're
with
going
your,
back and
with
forth
your
now.
Disgusting obsession with butt plugs. God almighty, is that really what's on your mind, butt plugs?
You're the one on TV talking about my penis to 5 million people.
No. I said that when you degraded Michelle Obama by saying that she had a bulge, I said, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Stop degrading women. It's misogyny. What? You don't like Michelle Obama's policies, fine, but you believe she's a man, honestly?
Well, Joan Rivers thought that, but we're about to go to break. Stay right there.
Do you believe she's a man? Do you believe that Michelle Obama's a man?
No, I just believe that she's got...
Why don't you apologize to her right here and now?
I believe that she has bigger shoulders than an NFL linebacker.
But just apologize to her for your disgusting racism in the society.
Oh, I need to apologize and be sad? No, I think she is a man.
You have to apologize
for being a hater. Wife is a pedophile. I think the president of France's wife is a pedophile on record when he was 14. It's on record. Oh, so you're for teachers?
But is she a man? Is she a man?
Are you
but
for...
Yes, I
think she looks like a man.
Said,
I'm going to ask you, 14-year-olds, is it okay for a teacher to have sex with 14-year-old students?
You know what? That is a very fair question. It's a completely different question saying that she is a man. I asked you something different. Candace Owens did not bring up whether she was having sex with a juvenile. Candace Owens said that she is a man. I'm asking you, and Candace Owens said, I will leave my show and give up my professional reputation if I'm proved wrong. I'm asking you, Alex Jones.
Yes.
Is Brigitte Majone a man?
I think he's not just a man. He's a pedophile, and he's ugly. He's got a big old Adam's apple, and I believe the president of France's wife is a disgusting...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Rabbi Shmuley is our guest. He's at Rabbi Shmuley on X. He's very popular. He is a best-selling author. I remember seeing him 15, 20 years ago on Howard Stern. And you kind of see two different Shmuleys. You see the serious one we're kind of getting today, and you see the one running around, clowning around. And I get that because I clown around some, too. But I didn't want to just come on here and be cast as the anti-Jew, and then he's the defender of Israel. It made me even more popular because anti-Semitism and obsessing on Jews is super popular. I see a lot of disinformation against Jews out there. I try to stay out of this. And then I have Kanye West in here and disagree with him. And by the way, had no idea he was even going to do that. And then it turns into a giant cluster, you know. I'm tired of it. And so I saw a tweet you put out, or an ex, a few days ago, where a guy was attacking you. You said, oh, you're just obsessed with the Jews. You think about us all day. That's really true. The people that think Jews are like leprechauns and totally control everything, but you also admit Jews are very successful and dominate a lot of stuff, so there's a paradox there. Literally, they think I'm Jewish. They claim I work for Israel. I mean, I've been literally assaulted by these people, both economically and personally. So I'm in this paradox where I have the ADL saying I'm evil and coming after me and take my speech away, and then I've got the white supremacists after me, and then I'm friends with Candace Owens, and I think she has a right to say what she's saying, and you're saying all these things about her, and it just seems like people are trying to force me to take a side, and it's paradoxical, and it's very frustrating.
I can't believe that you're telling me, an intelligent, educated man, even though I utterly reject some of your more despicable conspiracy theories, especially about Sandy Hook.
Oh, my God, you go back to that.
Boy, that little boy Noah Poster. But I'm amazed that an intelligent, highly experienced media black belt like yourself needs to be said that people are pushing me. You don't have a moral compass. You don't know right and wrong. You don't know that when 3,000 Hamas terrorists, Nazis with GoPros, actually film what they did to Shani Luke, whose parents I brought to the United States, stripped her naked, shot her in the back of her head, and almost like with necrophilia, took her naked body and abused it. She is the single most defiled woman in world history, because that video was seen on Telegram by about 1 billion people. You need to be pushed as to whether or not that's wrong, Alex Jones. You need to be pushed. I was in outside Gaza 7 days after the war. I saw blood congeal to 3 or 4 inches. I saw the bodies reeking under those plastic covers. You need to be told that children beheaded is wrong. There's a baby who's a hostage right now. He had his first birthday a month ago. Who the heck knows if he's alive or dead, if someone's giving him formula? You need to be told if that's right. In other words, you're saying, I am a morally lost man. I don't know anything. So let's go back for a second. You accused Israel of genocide. Mr. Alex Jones, may I ask you to define genocide, please?
The definition of genocide is trying to wipe out a ethnic or religious or cultural group, and we have Netanyahu openly...
Wait, one second. It's still my time. No, it's still my time. You're clocking it to make sure that I don't overdo it.
You have most of the time.
Geno means ethnicity. Side means mass murder. It was coined by a great Holocaust survivor, Raphael Lemkin, a great international jurist, 1947. The United States is a signatory to the Anti-Genocide Convention. In 1 week, there will be the 30th anniversary of the genocide of the Tutsis in Rwanda. There's been the genocide in Armenia, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a student of genocide. I'm close to President Kagame of Rwanda. He's the only one who stopped the genocide, et cetera. Okay, now, how could you accuse Israel of genocide if it's about killing an ethnicity? Israel has 1.9 million Arab citizens who live as equal citizens, in fact, even more equal than the Jews, because they're not drafted to the army. They don't have to fight Hamas. Jewish soldiers fight to protect 2 million Muslims who are Israeli citizens. If Israel is guilty of genocide, the first people they would have killed would, of course, be the Israeli Arabs who live in total safety. Number two, we Jews seem to suck at genocide, Alex Jones. Because if we tried genocide and we took over Gaza in 1967, there were 500,000 Arabs. Now there's 1.5 million. So the population has tripled while we're guilty of genocide. It's like saying the Nazis committed genocide and we went from having 18 million Jews in Europe to having 54 million today. No, we don't. We only have 15 million Jews left in the whole world because they killed 6 million Jews. That's genocide. You lied about the Jews. It's a blood libel. Then you said that the IDF actually acknowledged videos where Israeli soldiers had a smile on their face and shot Arab children. This is a blood libel. It's no different to what Candace Owens...
I'm almost done.
Candace Owens lost her job on Friday, fired by Ben Shapiro, because she liked a tweet that said, this rabbi drinks frickin' Christian blood, which is disgusting and vile, and you are repeating the same lies. Now, be a man, take responsibility, and say you're sorry.
All right. Now, I've been writing down the time here. You are about, in the last 30 minutes. You are about 6 minutes ahead of me on time. So now you stay there and don't interrupt.
But that's in Jewish time. In Jewish time, it's only 2 minutes, by the way. You got to go by Jewish time.
I know. Okay, just listen. I'm trying to have a serious discussion with you, okay?
Okay.
So just let me talk, okay? When I say that I don't want to be the Muslims' enemy or the Jews' enemy, that's not me having a moral problem and I'm this wimp who can't make a decision. I'm saying I'm not obsessed with Israel, even though I love history and have studied it some. It's very interesting. And I'm not against the Muslims. And I'm trying to sit here and say I didn't like October 7th. I said it was wrong at the time. And I said they should kill the leaders of Hamas. But I said if Israel goes into this trap and carpet bombs all of it, they will get most of Hamas, but it will make them stronger in the end, which Trump has now said, and many other people that are smart have said, and that is incredibly destructive and wrong. And then I see the countless videos of just wholesale shooting and bombing and blowing up groups of people, and you can't, don't interrupt, you can't tell me that this is strategic or this is precision. And in you say, well, we don't care, we've always been attacked, we don't care how this looks. I've never seen the whole world, I'd say 80% of people who've even been pro-Israel, turn against Israel. And I'm simply saying, I know Israel's a tiny country. I want it to be able to operate and live in peace. But this is destroying not just the Palestinians, but I think we'll end up destroying Israel in the end. And then they're going to bring to Europe and the United States, who survives all these pissed off Muslims. That is wrong. And then I'm sitting back looking at all of this and simply trying to stop this clash of civilizations that's happening. Like, I'm not pro-Russia, I'm not pro-Ukraine, but I'm against the whole war, and I'm trying to stop it. It's not a moral issue that I've not taken aside. I'm not Ukrainian, I'm not Russian. This is World War III. All the analysts admit it's escalating into full nuclear war. I like living, and I want this to stop. And so there is definitely, in my view, a chutzpah with the Christian Zionists and with some of the radical right-wing folks in Israel that simply think that people can say and do whatever they want. And it's well documented that Rachel Corrie gets run over by the bulldozer and people make jokes about it. Or that there's videos. I mean, this latest film got leaked out of the Israeli Defense Ministry of the drone missiles raining down on kids walking up, you know, the middle of a dirt road, trying to go back to their house, and they're being killed. And to say to Israel, you shouldn't herd them all up to the sea and then start bombing them in Rafah. A, those are children. B, that looks bad. And you asked me the genocide question, and then you immediately interrupted because I have the definition. And yes, the Genocide Convention is 1947-48, directly off of a response to Hitler's Final Solution that was on record that they were going to try to exterminate all the Jews. That is a fact. That happened. And so I see the Nazis denying Hitler ever did that. And then I see what's happening in Israel and what's happening in Gaza and this bombing campaign herding everybody into this area and doing this, and the world sees it as shooting fish in a barrel and sees it like Skynet, with this, one of the most powerful militaries in the world for its size, one of the most high-tech, probably the most high-tech. Nobody denies that there's incredible technology and developments everywhere in Israel. No one denies Jews aren't smart. And we're watching this, and it feels like we're watching Goliath sit there and basically rape David. It doesn't look good. And I'm going to play you a video that you can respond. I only want 3 minutes. I get one more minute. Here's the video yesterday.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Helicopter gunship or a Black Hawk landing across the street on the baseball field in your neighborhood? Answer never, because America doesn't put its military bases in middle of downtown Dallas. It puts them on the side because, unlike Hamas, who wants Palestinians to die, they want people like you, gullible Alex Jones, to take the bait. It's a win-win. If the Israelis kill Palestinians, it's a win for them, because Israel doesn't want to. Every one of those Palestinians is the equal child of God, as our Bible says, the Hebrew Bible, Genesis chapter 1. But if the Israelis kill Palestinians, it's a PR win. Here's Alex Jones attacking Rabbi Shmuley over it. And, of course, if they kill Israelis, it's also a win. Hamas has a genocidal charter to murder every Jew on earth, including this one sitting in this studio in New York City. That is in their genocidal charter that has been adopted and ratified 3 times. Now, let's be clear about history again. The Ottoman Empire controlled Palestine, Gaza, Turkey, as you know, Syria, Lebanon. It broke up after the First World War, things like Lawrence of Arabia. Winston Churchill, as colonial secretary, takes the Balfour Declaration, which declares that the Jews can have a country, takes away 80% and gives it to Jordan as a reward for the Hashemites, who aren't even from Jordan. They were from Mecca for supporting the Allies in the first. 80% is already gone. Of the tiny 20% left, the 1936 British Peel Commission, they come and say, you know what? We're going to take even more away from the Jews, split it with the Arabs. You know what the Jews said every time? Okay, as long as we get something. 1947, November, not right here in front of Met Stadium, the Queen's Museum is where the UN was at the time. That's where Israel was voted as a state. They took away again half of it. And true, and the United States voted for the Israeli state. Palestinians said, no, we're going to destroy Israel. 1948 war, we're going to destroy Israel. 1956, Israel wanted peace. Palestinians said, no, we don't want half, we're going to destroy Israel. 1967, Israel conquered Gaza, conquered Sinai, conquered Judea and Samaria. Israel said, we'll give it all back, we want peace. No, we're going to destroy Israel. 1973 war, we're going to destroy Israel. Then you have the Oslo Accords, 1993. Israel brings Yasser Arafat, the father of modern terrorism. No, we're going to destroy Israel. He launches the first intifada, second intifada. 1,000 Jews, 60,000 Americans equivalent, are blown to frickin' smithereens on buses. Okay? Then you have the second intifada. Then 2008, you have Ehud Barak, who's prepared to give them 94% of the West Bank, Judea, and Samaria. No, we're going to destroy. Cut the crap. Hamas wants to annihilate the Jewish people. They have stolen every last penny of the $150 billion given to them by the international community. That is three times per capita of the Marshall Plan that rebuilt Britain, Belgium, France, Germany. And you know what Hamas did with that? They stole it. Ismail Haniyeh, you wish that your powder sold a thousandth of the $7 billion this man is worth as he lives in utter luxury in a Pentagon, in a penthouse in Qatar, flying in his private jet. Or Khalil Mashad worth $4 billion. Alex Jones, let me ask you a question. I also mourn the suffering of my Palestinian brothers and sisters as they are used as bulletproof shields, human shields by Hamas. Let me ask you a question. For the past 18 years, when Hamas stole all the food of those poor Palestinian kids in Gaza, when Israel had left, for the past 18 years, when they made themselves billionaires, when Yasser Arafat died on the Forbes 400 list, the ultimate kleptocrat, and his wife today lives in a penthouse in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Paris, where were you, Alex Jones, then to care about the plight of the Palestinians? Answer, you were silent.
Okay.
And why? Because you are, why? Because you don't give a damn about the Palestinians. You just care about condemning Jews.
Stop.
Condemning Jews and condemning Jews.
Don't be afraid of me talking. I'm giving you more time than I have. You've got more
time.
I'm watching.
How much time was that?
We got like 8 minutes left, and then we keep going a little bit. So just, you said you stay there. This is great. So let me talk now.
Okay.
I have never been a friend of corrupt Islamic governments and groups, and I am not a fan of expansionist or Orthodox Islam coming into the West, that we have all these major charities bringing in, and your little buddies over at the ADL. Let me finish. So, that claim, I absolutely said kill the leaders of Hamas on October 7th, and I said they live in all these other countries around there, and they suck the money out. So the claim that I like Hamas is preposterous. Israel helped found Hamas in 1977, AP, Reuters, it's on record, to destabilize the region and make sure a legitimate government. I've seen Netanyahu in a Jewish home bragging about it 10 years ago. We played the clip. So I'm not anti-Israel, that I don't like Israel helping found Hamas. I don't like the left allied with him. I see Ilhan Omar and AOC promoting him. That's what I'm saying. You got me wrong. That's why I say I'm not in either group. I'm an American sovereign citizen trying to have prosperity and freedom, and I don't want this weird, ancient, multi-thousand-year-old Abrahamic war to dominate my life. But then you go on. October 7th was terrible, and even Israeli newspapers admit, and Netanyahu pointed the fingers at the military, they pointed at him. I don't know who did the standout. But as you know, you got two sons in the IDF. You're over there all the time. Israel, you can drive across the whole country in an hour. They had attack helicopters 5 minutes away. They had all this stuff. There was a stand down. The most militarized country other than like North Korea in the world stood down for 7+ hours. And Netanyahu said, well, once the war is over, we'll then investigate. But now we're told the war is never going to end. But I don't just blame Israel. I see Biden giving $6 billion to Iran, to Hezbollah, which I said on October 7th on a live show on that Saturday, clearly is funding Hamas and is involved, which they now, Iran admits it, Israeli intelligence admits it, and Biden's defending it. So I'm not a fan of Iran. It's terrible. And I'm worried about all the Hezbollah fighters and sleeper cells in Europe and in the UK and the United States. So I'm simply pulling back, looking at this. Why did Israel stand down? Why did Israel create Hamas? Because by having this outside enemy that attacks, it helps unify Israel. Look, it wasn't a thing when I came out against Netanyahu saying, we're going to use all the Israelis as guinea pigs, and we're going to test drugs and see if they work. I was against it in Singapore and Australia and Canada and the U.S. and everywhere. I don't look at it like, oh, it's the Jews, so I'll have a different policy. I said, this is terrible. I can play the clip of Netanyahu saying, I'm using Jews as guinea pigs. We'll be the center of drug production in the world because we're going to have the people opt in to being guinea pigs. That's not an anti-Semitic thing. I'm saying that's very immoral. That's out of control. I know the leftists want to get rid of Netanyahu. I don't know if Netanyahu got set up. There was a stand down below him or whether he ordered a stand down. There was a stand down. So those are the real world things I think about. Take 9/11. No, because I watched it on TV. They said we're going to blow up Building 7, 47-story building with the FBI and CIA in it. I know that there were Israeli agents shadowing the so-called hijackers. I don't know exactly what happened 9/11, and I've looked at all the angles. I don't think Israel shot a missile into the Pentagon, but there was no plane wreckage. A missile was fired. So when I talk about Mossad, we all know Mossad, MI6, CIA, Interpol is the same thing. At the top, those agencies all work together incestuously. So I don't see that as Israel or America or the UK. I see it as the intelligence agencies. And Fox News did report they arrested these Israelis dancing up there on the building watching the towers collapse. I'm not saying they went and blew it up. My central theme has not been that Israel ran 9/11. I'm simply saying that all these governments get more power out of terror, more power out of crisis, more power out of insanity. Just like if we get hit by Hezbollah or Hamas, all these Islamists coming into the U.S., there'll be no discussion of who let them in. It'll all be just lose your rights. The border's wide open, but my balls, and like you talk about, my tiny pee-pee, will then be fondled at the airport. So to me, I have a pro, you call me a white supremacist. I'm a human supremacist against the AI, against the New World Order, against the globalists, against the fentanyl, against the glyphosate, against the GMO, against the 5G. I don't look at it as Jew, Christian, Muslim, Palestinian. I look at it as people. I don't look at Xi Jinping and then hate the Chinese people. So that's where I am. And people will say, oh, Jones hosted the Zionist. He's with the Zionist. Or Jones hosted Kanye. He's with Hitler. When he was clearly having a mental breakdown. That is not. I'm really trying to have a large, very, very informative debate. We're going to break in a minute. Go ahead.
Come on, Alex. These are just the most pathetic excuses. You're not a humanitarian. Cut the crap that you're against globalism. You're against humanity itself. You defend the murder of Jews. You blame the Jews for their own murder. You say that they're going to get terrible PR. You know, the one thing I do respect about you amidst your extremely checkered past and the disgrace you brought upon yourself by denying those 20 beautiful children and 6 educators who were murdered in Sandy Hook, the one thing I respected about you is that you went to court to fight to get custody of your children after a divorce. Let me ask you a question. What if someone had, God forbid, and I'm sorry to have to bring this up, come into your house in the middle of the night, forget about custody, and murdered your children, and beheaded your children, and burned your children alive? You're a pretty tough guy. What would you do?
I would seek out the people that did it. I wouldn't carpet bomb.
What would you do?
I would get mad.
What would you do? Nothing? Would you be afraid that your neighbors would condemn you by getting mad? Would you talk about your frickin' popularity? Would you worry about your social standing? No. You would protect your family. Stop telling us Jews that we have no right to protect ourselves.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.